Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears, and Angie Evers back with you on a getaway Friday night. Friday, the 16th of the month of September. Next Friday, it'll be fall. This is the last Friday in summer. How about that? 67 degrees and a haze outside tonight here in Marion.
Haze.
That's what it says down on the little weather thing down there.
Oh.
69 degrees and hazy.
Wasn't hazy an hour ago.
No, it was kind of nice. I stood out in that line, and it wasn't bad. Temperature wasn't bad over at the pizza place. It's interesting. We were talking during the break. I really have this need. It's not spring, but to do a cleaning of my garage and my freezer and my, like, some furniture in the house I want to get rid of. People think that, you know, my house became a catch-all because I lived alone. I'm the only person, I think, in my immediate family who lives alone. I wish you could have known me when I moved in here 8 years ago. There were rooms that were empty. But see, when people find out that you have empty rooms, there are two things that happen. Number one, they start giving you everything. And number two, they want parties at your house. Oh, you have that house that's open with the living room and the kitchen. Why don't we just have Christmas and Thanksgiving at your house instead? And that's what happens. And I'm okay with that. I don't mind the Christmas and New Year's or Thanksgiving parties. But the stuff that people have given me over the years, stuff that I don't want, and I have no attachment to it. I just don't. I'm not a good follow-up person with throwing stuff away. Like, I don't ever think, oh, I need to throw that away. And then it piles up. I'll give you an example, like ice cream. I don't eat ice cream. But people will bring ice cream to my house, or say there's a holiday where there's ice cream. Well, I'll buy ice cream for the holiday, but I won't eat it 2 days later. So then all this ice cream gets up there, and it ends up, you know, obviously getting freezer fur on it and being way past the date. And I just never take the time to go through and throw everything away because in my mind, I think, well, my trash only runs 1 day a week. And if I throw this milk product into the garbage, it's going to stink. And then my garage is going to stink. You know, when I lived in the city, I didn't have that problem because the trash was outside. I didn't have a garage.
Do you have to keep your trash can in the garage?
Yes. Only day you're allowed to set it out is the day that it runs. And then the other problem is you can't set any furniture out. In the city, if I set a piece of furniture out by the road, it'd be gone in a couple hours. Well, you can't do that here. So that's also been part of the problem.
Yeah, but I mean, I've paid my trash people $20 to take a couch.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not going to deface the company, but the company that I had, I was going to screenshot this and send it to you the other day. I saw a post on Facebook where they actually named that company and talked about how bad they were. They were a good company at one point, but I don't know what's wrong with them. My problem with them is simply a billing issue. They billed me for something they didn't do. And every time I tried to solve the problem, they never would fix the problem. So I have the trash can. That's about it. Then I tried to switch to another company, and that just went all downhill. Because I never knew what day they were coming. To this day, if you lived here, you would see this company. They come at all different hours, all different times. They were out here, I seriously, hand to God, they were out here at like 7 o'clock one night last week. I don't know what trash company comes at 7 o'clock at night.
I don't know. I don't have any issues with my trash people.
Oh, I do.
They come at the same time every day. I know exactly when to expect them.
In the city, mine always did too. And the first maybe 2 years I lived here, it was fine. Everything was hunky-dory. Then this other company came into the neighborhood. And I don't know if they got angry because a lot of people switched over to that company because they undercut the prices. I, to this day, don't know what happened. But they just became a horrible company to deal with. But I had them for 2 or 3 years when they first came here, and they were fine. You know, I maybe, a single person, I maybe had 1 or 2 bags a week. Had that big trash can, would throw them in there, take them out every week, no problem. Then I, half the time they would take it, half the time they wouldn't. They started switching days. Then I started getting these big bills, and they weren't even picking up the trash. So that's been my trash situation. But yes, I need to do some fall cleaning, I guess is what it'll be, and just get rid of everything. Because there is stuff that I have that I do not use, I do not need, I do not want. And I guess I've held off because I wanted to give it to Goodwill or Salvation Army, but I can't haul anything. So I think I've given up on that.
Well, why don't you just post online, free couch, come and get it?
Well, I might. I might. If that would work, I might. Because I got a couch. I've got a chair. I've got a television. I've got, there's some other, I've got like a box of electronics. Maybe people would want to tinker around with it. All still works. It was just, you know, and I'll tell you another thing that happened. My grandparents downsized since I've lived here, so I got all their stuff too. And also, some of them went on to their reward while I was living here, and I got their stuff, which I don't want, but what do you do with it?
I have a chair and couch in my garage, but I could use them in my house. My couch is probably 15 plus years old. It's old and it really needs replaced. And I have a nicer, newer one in my garage, but I obviously can't get it in the house by myself, so it's still in my garage.
Sometimes I look around here and I think when I moved in here I had empty rooms. It's shocking to me how quickly things fill up. But they do. But I like living here. Now, you know, I have changed my... I don't know. You know, I don't know if I'd want to be here forever. I think as I get older, I get the idea that maybe I would like to be one of those people who lived out in the country.
Yeah, but what's going to happen if you have to call the squad?
Well, I've only ever had to call the squad once in my life. I don't think that... I hope there's no repeat appearance. Listen, calling the squad here is no...
Well, they fly right by my house.
See, there you go. Not here.
It would take 30 seconds for them to get to my house.
Took them 15 minutes. If I was having a stroke, I'd be dead. So living here is no walk in the park with a squad. What I need to do is take a cell phone and go stand in the Meyer parking lot and call 911 if I'm ever feeling ill.
Well, I don't know about that.
This year, I have been... But you know what? I honestly cannot... this is not absolving myself, but every time something happened this year, I was told to do it. You know, like the last time I was in the hospital, they told me... I didn't stay overnight. I've only stayed overnight once. The doctors told me, if you get a cold, go to the urgent care or go to the hospital and make sure you don't have COVID. They told me to do it. Normally, I wouldn't have done it, but that's what they told me to do. And the time I went to the hospital, they did give me medicine they shouldn't have. I mean, when they first put me in the hospital, they were going to ship me down to Columbus because my numbers were so high until they figured out what the problem was. And then The only other time, I've only been there three times this year. The other time I was there, I was having a fast heart rate. And I called them and I said, well, what do I do about this? And they said, well, some of those medicines we're giving you can speed up your heart rate. Go get checked out. Okay. So other than that, that's it. I've only been there three times.
But then you didn't even listen to them and take your medicine.
Which time?
To slow your heart down.
Oh, no. See, now there's where I'm bad, in a way. Now, I'll take their medical advice, but they gave me a blood pressure pill. And I've never been on a blood pressure pill.
It's not a blood pressure pill.
What is it?
A beta blocker.
I thought that was for blood pressure.
It slows your heart down.
But isn't that for blood pressure?
Not really.
Well, that's, I thought what he told me. That this is a blood pressure pill. To slow your heart down, wouldn't you have to slow your blood pressure down?
No.
No.
I took that medicine for 20 years and it never dropped my blood pressure.
Well, I guess I have a funny thing about medicine. I don't have a fear of taking medicine because obviously I've taken a lot of it recently. I'm not taking very much now, though. But that I just did not want. You know why? Because so many people I know are on blood pressure medicine. And like I had a doctor's appointment this past week. My blood pressure was perfect, 119 over 80. And I don't want to take something that I don't have to take. And I saw that as a blood pressure pill. And I don't want to be on a blood pressure pill because my blood pressure is not high.
Yeah, I mean, my blood pressure was 90 over 60 when they gave that to me.
See? But and you I were having it. But you were having a really thing, right? Rapid heartbeat.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've had that since I was probably 20.
Right, but mine, I knew what it was related to. And so I thought, as long as I'm not having a heart attack here, I can get through this. And I did. And it's kind of like, you know, they diagnosed, kind of half-diagnosed me because I never saw an allergist. But they said I had allergies. So they gave me allergy pills and nose sprays and inhalers. I've never used the inhaler, and I keep forgetting to take the allergy medicine. I guess because it must not be that big a problem. I don't know. It's weird. There are certain things I'll take because I know there's a problem, and I don't want to deal with the problem. But if it's something I think I can manage... Like, I knew the rapid heart rate would pass. And with the allergies, that's just a day-to-day proposition. You know, some days are completely fine. Most days are completely fine. So, like that, I think, well, I can do without that. But there are other medications that I know that if I don't take, there can be bad repercussions that do not go away. And that's how I thought of the blood pressure thing. I thought if I go on this and it does slow my heart rate down, they're going to leave me on it. And I just did not want to be on another medication at that particular time. Frankly, I don't want to be on another medication now. And luckily, they've been falling off. I'm down to two now. So, and those two will fall off probably in October. Thank goodness.
That's good.
Yeah, so things are good. What was I going to say? I feel rough for people who are going through medical situations, though. I was talking to Mary Ellen about that today, about how, you know, that's depressing when you have a serious medical problem. I often wonder how many people who are having a medical issue that their upsetness is just really related to that medical issue. That when you can't do something, it is depressing because of a medical. Like I was saying when we came over here, that I'm having so much fun being back at work, but I think part of that is because I was away from work for 5 months. And I am not somebody who wants to be home all the time. I like to be home sometimes, but I don't want to be home for 5 months.
Right.
So I think part of why I'm having so much fun is I'm so happy to be back and doing things. And it's just fun. By the way, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. At 740-751-4038. You know, the Little Brown Jug is next week.
Next week?
Yep. I think I'm going to go down to the Jug and place big bet on a horse and see what happens.
Good luck.
Well, I'm not a gambler, but, you know, let it ride. You know, that's what they say. I'm going to take some dough down there and let it ride and see what happens. I'll either lose everything and be living in a cardboard box, or I'll be moving to
You would bet a dollar.
No, I'm talking about big dough.
Sure.
No, I'm going to let
You won't even buy a lottery ticket.
Oh, no, I'm not a gambler. I'm really not. But there are certain things that interest me. Like, when I went to the casino, everybody goes to the slot machines. Well, that doesn't interest me. Slot machine, sitting there pulling that handle, putting money in, that's no fun. But I love playing roulette. Because you get around people, and it's more, you know, it's a red or black, or pick the number, and let it ride, and spin the ball. Now, that I like. Horse racing's okay. So yeah, I would do that. But lottery ticket. See, a lottery ticket to me is just, it's one of those things again. I have a compartmentalized brain. And my brain never says when I'm in a store, buy a lottery ticket. Like, I can walk by those machines and they don't call out to me. And it's just something I don't think about. It's kind of like the sweet aisle. Some people love to go down. They smell the cupcakes and the cookies. And they throw them in their cart. I just don't even go down that aisle. I don't. That's not something that appeals to me.
Right.
Now, salad appeals to me.
Salad doesn't appeal to me.
I'm a salad eater. I could eat salad anywhere, any day, anytime. I like salad. It's not my favorite food, but it's something I can go to and get filled up on, and I know it's somewhat healthy. And it, I think it probably has to do with the walking every night for a good blood pressure at this age.
Yeah, you're doing better than me.
No, you're not in bad shape.
I don't know about that.
Well, I just had a spell, so heaven knows. It's been a year, but I'm just going to look back on that now and think about the future. Mary Ellen and I were, because I had not seen Mary Ellen for a while, and we were talking about things you learn from illnesses, prolonged illnesses. And, you know, here's what I think I learned from my little experience this year. What I think I learned was that it's not as bad as the fear going in. Now, I know everybody tolerates things like that differently. So I'm not saying that I might have just been lucky. But the fear, the 2 months I knew something was happening and the 2 months waiting for it to happen all leading up to that first morning, that was far worse than the actual treatment of the illness. So I guess that's what I learned from it, is that the lead up is much worse than the actual treatment. You know, and I think about that a lot with people who are having surgery. You know, anytime you have surgery, it's the panic about the surgery is far worse than the surgery itself. You know, I can't sleep the night before, I'm panicked, I got this surgery in the morning, and you people are Googling things and they get themselves all worked up. The surgery itself, I'm not saying it's not bad sometimes, but it's never as bad as that anticipation, because there's always some relief when it's over. You know what? I think the biggest fear in life is the unknown. So even if something's bad, once you know it, once you've been through it, you know it. So it's not the unknown anymore, so you're not fearful of it. You know, it's kind of like Well, kind of like that time I did have to call the emergency squad. I did not know what was happening. I didn't know if I was having a heart attack. I didn't know if I was having... because I'd never felt like that before. So, once I realized what it was, even though I had to stay in the hospital for 2 days, that was no... I knew what it was. I knew that they could treat it. I knew it wasn't anything major. So, then the fear was gone. But leading up to it was no fun. That was the worst part. Don't you hear that a lot, being in the medical profession, that the people, like the night before a surgery is the worst night, they can't sleep?
I mean, everybody gets a little nervous before surgery, but... I mean, I've had many surgeries, like, multiple. So, I mean, it doesn't really faze me so much. It's like, eh. You know, I know they give you, like, a Valium or something before they take you back, and then, I mean, most people, like, go out.
Yeah, I learned that Valium, whatever it is, it does not do a darn thing for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know, like, they would give you that, and then they put that mask on you. They tell you to count down to, you know, from 10, and then by the time you get to 8, you're out. I mean, that's for a normal person, but I know you're a little different.
I got to 0, and I'm still looking at the woman, and she's looking at me. And where, are you tired? No, I'm still here. Are you groggy at all? She gave me the Michael Jackson drug, too.
Yeah, propofol.
That didn't work either. Mm-hmm. I don't know what
a lot of people get.
I probably said this on the air before, but I woke up during that surgery. I still don't know how I did not panic. The anesthesiologist was watching me. Yeah, I couldn't see it because they had the sheet over everything, so I couldn't even see the doctor. All I could see was the sheets. But I woke up, and there was the anesthesiologist, and I remember her saying, "Oh, he's awake." And I remember hearing the doctor, because I could hear him. He said, "I'll be done in just a second." And like 5 minutes, he was done. And there was no recovery room. They wheeled me right back into the room because I was wide awake. So that was that's fearful to me now. If I would ever have to have a surgery now, I'd be a little worried because I would think, what if I wake up during it? Because it did happen now once.
Right.
I don't know what my tolerance to anesthesia, I don't know. I mean, I had my tonsils out when I was young. That's the only other surgery I've ever had. I don't remember there being an issue back then. But now, it just doesn't work.
Hopefully you don't ever have to go through surgery again.
Well, it's interesting because what they told me, they said they could only equate it to alcohol. And they asked me if I've ever been drunk. And I said, no. And they said, well, do you drink? And I said, well, not on a regular basis, but I have drunk. And I have always wondered, because every time I've ever drank, I've always thought, am I drunk? Is this what drunk is like? Because I don't feel any different. And
I'm sure you didn't drink that much anyway, but.
Well, you've only known me the last couple years. I mean, I was in college and.
I know. You've told me your college stories about you drinking.
Yeah, but they never... I don't think I was ever drunk.
That's because I don't think you ever drank.
Now, what story did I tell
you? You pretended to drink.
Oh, no. Now, that... Well, yeah. But, see, that was because of driving. Because I never... One time, I got stuck at somebody's house. Now, I was not drunk, but I drank enough in my own mind... where I thought, if I drive, I don't want to be picked up. So, that always gave me, like, a caution. So when I would ever go to a party... Yeah, no, this is true. I don't think I've ever said this on the air, and I hope nobody listening who I was ever at a party with. But what I would do is, if they would give me a beer or anything in a bottle or even a cup... I mean, it's so easy to do, especially when everybody else is getting drunk in the room. If it was a bottle, I would just stick my tongue in the bottle so nothing came out. And if I was drinking, I just wouldn't open my lips, but I would put it up to my lips. So I never intook anything more than one. So they were all getting whacked out of their head, and I was okay. Because I wanted to drive home.
Right.
But yeah, no, but I mean, there were parties. There were things like, if it was at my house, I would drink. But I never got drunk.
Maybe because you have a tolerance.
Must be. Maybe I'll have to test it one day. I'll just be in a house by myself, know I'm going to be home, hide my car keys, and...
hide them in just in case you decide you're going
to... Well, if I get drunk, I probably won't be able to remember where my car keys are.
Yeah.
So, you know, as long as I can't drive, I think I'll be okay. Phone lines are open 38 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Yeah, you know, but was I a big drinker in college? No. I mean, I didn't go to those type of parties. But, I mean, when you're in college, for some reason, there's just alcohol around all the time. People want to celebrate. Everything is alcohol. Football games are alcohol. Birthday parties are alcohol. Finals are alcohol. It is not hard to stumble upon free alcohol when you're in college. And you don't even have to go to the parties. It's just there.
I never had to deal with that.
So. Yeah, you learn how to do it. You learn, like I said, mine was just don't do it. You know, but a lot of people wouldn't take no for an answer, and I got tired of arguing with them. So that's when I learned the old tongue in the bottle, or just press your lips together. They don't know the difference because they're getting drunk. They don't know what's going on. But you know what? I'll tell you, I shouldn't say this, but at the radio station a couple of years ago during the pandemic, and I won't say who to keep the innocent, but there were people who would bring alcohol there and give it to all of us while we were on the air, and they couldn't drive home. They would get so drunk, but it never took. I never got drunk. But they did. And you knew they were drunk. There was no doubt that they were drunk. You know, it's funny, though. They always tried to hide it. Drunk people should not try to hide their drunkenness. It's a hard thing to hide. They would never carry their alcohol around in a bottle. They'd carry it around in a cup, as if they weren't drinking. You could tell they were. It wasn't hard to tell they were drinking at all. You know, people get a different attitude. If you know somebody in real life, it's not hard to tell when they're under the influence. Their whole personality. People who are heavy on alcohol go one of two ways. They either become big gregarious and they love everybody, or they get angry. They're an angry drunk. That's pretty much the alcohol syndrome. Does anybody have any different opinions on this? 41 minutes past the hour, 69 degrees and hazy. Hazy like a Prince song. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you know, what's the name? I forgot the name now. The band that's going to be in Columbus on Sunday? Oh, what? They're at Nationwide. Post-it. Something like that.
Post Malone?
Post Malone. Yeah, see, you know it. You know Post Malone. Right?
I mean, I've heard of him. Is it him?
I don't know anything about this person. I tried to listen to their music because somebody suggested that I should. The music, oh my. I don't know. I listened to some called song Circles. I don't even know what that's about. Post Malone.
I don't know. I mean, obviously it's somebody I don't regularly listen to. I mean, I'm sure I have heard.
Well, I wonder what his parents named his brother and sister, like Lampshade?
Maybe.
Telephone Pole? These are my kids, Lampshade, Telephone Pole, and Post Malone.
Well, you know what Kim Kardashian named her kids.
Well, but she's a creative lady, though, isn't she? She's looking for another husband. She just doesn't pull the reins back.
Well, I mean,
I'm still trying to figure out what those Kardashians are for. I've never seen them. I've never watched them. Well, I know how they got famous. I don't want to bring that up in mixed company. But we all know how she became famous. I think everybody remembers that story. But I don't know what Kim Kardashian.
Oh, I probably don't even know.
She made a tape.
Oh.
Her and Paris Hilton had the same This Is How I Got Famous story.
Oh.
But I don't know why she's important now. What did Kim Kardashian do?
I have no idea.
Besides get married several times.
Well, their dad is it their dad or stepdad is...
Stepdad. Well, I'm not even sure you'd say dad anymore.
Did he go back to a man?
No. I think it's still a woman? Yeah. Caitlyn Jenner, Kris Jenner, who was an Olympian.
Right.
What is up with that? You know, it's okay. I mean, do what you want. But it's shocking to me that this was the father, and he also was an Olympian.
I thought he was like a woman and then he wanted to be a man. I don't know. Again.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know.
Could be.
I don't keep up with the news, so I don't know.
Well, I haven't seen that. The only thing that's on this week is the Queen. The Queen, the Queen, the Queen, the Queen. I don't think she's traveled this much when she was alive.
They said the line was 24 hours.
Well, she's a big deal over there. I mean, people were crying when she died who didn't even know her. See, I'm sorry that she died. I think she was probably a good leader for that country. But I'm not broken up over the Queen's death.
Well, I mean, that's because we're over here.
Yeah, but I don't know that I'm broken up over anybody's death over here. Like, you know... If I don't know the person, it doesn't really... Now, what's to get sad over?
I think we would know more if we were over where she is. But...
You know what I admire about the Queen is she kept her opinions quiet. All those years, 70 years, being in the public spotlight, she never gave an opinion on things in public. I think that's admirable. Because obviously everybody has opinions.
Well, they said that I heard on the news that Charles had given his opinion on a couple of things, and they were kind of worried about that.
Oh, yeah, he's climate change, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
I didn't know what... I don't keep up with the news, so I can't. I have no idea.
It's a new day in England. The Queen, who didn't give her opinion on anything, has went on to her reward, and now Charles is there, and he gives his opinion on quite a few things. Plus, Charles has given interviews. The Queen never gave an interview.
But I thought that he was going to try not to give his opinion now that he's king.
Well, maybe. But I think it's hard to go back, though. You know, once it's out of the bag, especially when you're as old as he is. He's 73. You know, when your mother's 96, you know, it's hard to change. He won't be king for that long, you know, so it's tough. I think William will obviously have a much longer reign.
Oh, yeah.
And I think people will like William. I don't think he's very opinionated, and everybody likes Kate. I don't know what
She's very pretty. And...
Well, yes, but she's classy. She dresses like the Queen. They were talking about that the other day, how she dresses like the Queen. She wears the pearls. She wears the big colored dresses. You know, she wears the gloves.
Yeah.
You know? Now, that Meghan Markle, woo, she's not queenly. And I don't think the Queen liked her. I think there was a little falling out there.
I don't know.
Well, I just read the tabloids. See?
But you can't read the tabloids.
No, but when I'm at work, I have
to walk down to the end of the aisle. And it's all about the royal family. So I learn about the royal family that way from Us Magazine and the tabloids. And apparently Meghan Markle and Harry, well, you know what? They live in America.
Right.
So they're not pleased with the royal situation. I think I would like that type of job.
What type of job?
Being king.
Oh. Well, you can be king of the internet.
Well, I don't see, here's the problem. I would not like want people bowing or anything like that. But I think the cushiness of the job is probably good. You know, everybody drives you everywhere, cooks your meals, tells you where to be. That's the type of thing you want. That's the type of thing I would want. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. 69 degrees, still hazy, 69 degrees and holding on this getaway Friday night. I know everybody's having a wonderful time. Does anybody know what's going in where White Castle and Popeyes used to be? They're definitely doing some work there. And I'll tell you something, that's a cursed building. That's as cursed as this Ponderosa Ryan's building is out here. And they're doing something there, too. I don't know what's going in that particular building. Does anybody know anything about the Ponderosa Ryan's building or the Popeyes White Castle building? If you know anything, give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I cannot believe we're in the last 10 minutes of the program and have not heard from Sarah tonight. She might be mad at me, though, over the whole Abby situation. Because I pointed out that she was the one who said that I was rude to Abby, and that's why I apologized.
Oh, yeah?
But then people said my apology was not sincere.
I can believe that.
I said that I'm sorry if she took anything I did wrong. That's sincere, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I didn't hear you say it, so it depends how you said it.
Well, here, we might get the buzz here. Wonder who this could be. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Caller, are you there? Well, maybe we are having a phone issue tonight. Are the cords all in? Well, that is odd. Let's give it a shot again here. Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Did a button get turned down over there or something? Oh, my goodness. We might be having phone difficulties. Adam might have been right here tonight. I have no idea what they would be because the phone looks to be plugged in properly. And the cords are all in, and we're hearing them okay. I have no idea what that problem could be. Well, okay, try to call back. Maybe that was it. Maybe the thing was out a little bit. Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. I don't see anything muted there that would be causing a problem. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. Unless that, I don't think that camera being plugged in would cause a problem. Well, Sarah, give us a buzz back. That white, or let me just yank that out and make sure that's not causing any issues. All right, call us back now and see if that helped anything. Well, Adam was probably right. He wasn't hearing anything, but, you know, the other day when I had guests on, there was no issue. I don't know what the problem would be. Okay, 740-751-4038. Sarah, it's not your phone. It's obviously on our end here tonight because nobody's hearing us. So give us a buzz back. We adjusted a cord there, so maybe it's working now.
No, but there was some question of my sins. But I when I apologize to somebody, I try to be sincere.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, I apologize rarely. So when I do it, I want to be sincere in my apology.
This is what Charlie's looks like.
Oh, well, that looks very close. Charlie's wings and Philly steaks.
Possibly.
Possibly. Looks very close.
I think I seen on Facebook people had to ask the painters what it was going to be, and that's what they said.
I just think that building's got a curse on it. So I don't know. I hope it turns out okay if that's what it is. At least it'll be something different to try here in Marion. All right, 7 minutes left in the broadcast here. Poor Sarah tried to call in twice, but I think that was on our end. I think the cord might have got wrapped there. So give us a buzz back. I'll make sure here nothing got... technology works great some of the times. And other times, not so great. Okay, that's still working okay. All right. Give us a buzz back, 740-751-4038. In any event, I think I was... Well, I don't think Abby's angry with me. As a matter of fact, I think she might be coming on next Friday with Linda and I during the Exchange Club.
Oh, yeah?
Her and I now have a bet. Because a couple years ago, her and I played a game with the kids in the classroom. And I beat her badly. And she is not what you would call the best loser. So at that point, she wanted to go bowling so she could beat me at bowling. And we just never did it because the pandemic came in. It was like during that period of time. So now she thinks she's an athlete. So now apparently we're moving beyond bowling to something else. But I don't know what she could beat me at, to be honest with you.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm great at everything. I'm just saying I never saw her display any discernible talents. You know, I don't think she ever played sports in school. I don't think she...
You don't think?
No.
She did.
I don't know. Didn't you go to school with her?
Well, I mean, she was my sister's age. So she was just a little bit older.
I don't know. I don't think she did. Maybe she played softball or volleyball. But I think at her age, it probably isn't going to still be there. You know, those skills go as time goes on.
Well, I can't even run.
Well, not you. You could still do some things.
I don't know about that.
See, I spent 5 days a week with her for 3 years. And, you know, all I'll say is there's been some times. God bless. You know, I used to like it when Michelle was around because she was like a buffer. She could handle Abby. You know, because here's what happens. This is the God's honest truth. What happens is I say things to get her going. I know how to push her buttons. And it's fun for me every day to push her buttons. If anything she says that I know will push her buttons, I will say. And when Michelle was there, she knew that I was pushing her buttons. So she would just calm her down and say, listen, he's just pushing your buttons. Well, now there's nobody there to tell her that I'm pushing her buttons. So she just gets her buttons all pushed and she goes bananas. Which is funny because I just enjoy watching it because the fallout is hilarious. Don't you like to watch? Because I don't have to be with her all the time. So, you know, it's like a few hours and then, you know, her family can deal with it. I can get her wound up pretty good and then just walk away from it.
Yeah.
But God bless her heart. Maybe she'll be on next time I've seen her in since Who Flung the Chung. Probably March.
Right.
So that'll be interesting if she comes on next Friday. She said something about playing cornhole. That would be the challenge.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that there's...
I'm sure you have to have some type of technique.
Yeah, but I think she must have picked that for some reason. I think there's some sinister game there on her behalf. Because she obviously picked that for some reason. She must be a cornhole champion.
Possibly.
Yeah, we're going to have to get a middle person to pick the event. Who's not... Because like I would pick baseball. I could knock her around in baseball. Or soccer. Or...
I'm good at hitting the ball.
There you go.
But I don't ever play. And if I tried to run, I'd fall flat on my face.
I think I can still run. I used to jog. I have not jogged for quite a while. But when I used to go at night in the summertime, sometimes I would jog. But this year I have not got back to the jog yet. I bet if I was on those beta blockers, I would try the jog.
No, it probably could just put you in slow motion.
Well, I don't know how fast a motion I would be in at this point. Although I feel pretty normal. Which is good. The pizza was good tonight. Had a good dinner. The diet soda from McDonald's, always a good choice for me. We're down to the last minute. I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. Kind of an easy weekend. No corn festivals going on. No big holiday weekends. No big dramas going on that are going to keep people hopping. So I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. You have a message to the people out there for the big weekend?
Nope. Just have fun and be safe.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do. It is the last weekend of summer. We call Labor Day the last official weekend of summer, but this is the last official weekend of summer. As spring will come on, the 8th, 19th, 20th, Wednesday. Next Wednesday will be the first day of fall, autumn. So there you go. For Angie Evers, this is Scott Spears. Hope you had a great time tonight, and hopefully we get the...
You're listening to WWDH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, well, you also did the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, my God. Have you got 2 hours?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Right here in our show, it's a young comic from Las Vegas, Chucky.